Joining us for FFA Today Now, we welcome Cody Beck. He is joining us once again to the program. Cody is a former National FFA officer and now is the manager for the National FFA officer team. Part of his job is to oversee the operations at the main stage and the arena during the convention. Now, Cody, of course, the convention taking place this week. Tell us exactly what your role is at the convention.
My role for the National FFA Conventions is arena manager. So my task is to, during convention, everything that comes across the stage at National FFA Convention is run through our wheelhouse. So the logistics behind it, the content of it, everything that you hear and see on stage from the national officers, we've worked with them as they've developed that content. So we work with them on making sure that that happens, that gets sent out in a great package and is delivered really well. Every graphic that runs across the screen, we coordinate with our technical coordinator for the convention to work out all those and make sure that they're played at the right time and every song is cued at the right time. And we also work with our outside sources that will be coming in. So all of our keynote speakers that are speaking at convention, we work with them to discuss their speech, what it's going to be about, if there's any graphics or special effects they need us to use so that we can make sure that their production, everything they want, is exactly perfect so that basically the greatest impact can happen for FFA members and want to run a seamless show. So that all falls on to me and the team of people that I work with. We work with making sure everything is seamless, has all the details worked out, and leaves an impact for FFA members.
There's a lot of planning that leads up to the event each year. I'm guessing that a lot of that probably begins the second the convention actually comes to an end the year before.
Not for us, fortunately. There is a team of people that's the overall convention team here at National FFA, and they start, they're already looking at convention for 2015. They'll start on it even before we get to this convention. So, it starts very, very early when you look at the whole scheme, all the logistics of everything at National Convention. On our end in the arena, fortunately, we have a little bit more breathing room than what that team does. We just manage the arena, so we really start into our planning usually right around April, May, sometime in that spring is when we really start to start buckling down and focusing on, okay, what's going to be the focus of this year's show? What's our theme going to be? How are we going to utilize that in every single session? Who are our keynote speakers going to be that we bring in? Who's the concert going to be? We help on some of that stuff as well. So we really start to buckle down in spring, and but we don't really start with the officers developing content until a little bit later in August. That's when they start to develop their session scripts, their attiring addresses that they'll deliver. All that really starts in the late summer, because in the spring and the summer they're out at state FFA conventions, and we've got other conferences they're putting on and spending a lot of time with FFA members. And so it's not until a little bit late in the year that they change their focus to more towards convention and what it's going to be.
Cody, tell us a little bit about the work that you do with the officers leading up to the convention.
Yeah, so all during convention, so I manage the national officer team over the entirety of the year, not just for convention. So leading up to convention, like I say, with them, we really start hot and heavy in August is when we will sit down with them and we'll start developing content. So we have 9 general sessions. The first session we run 3 times so more members can come and attend it. So across those 9 sessions, it ends up being right around 25 hours of content that is on stage, 25 hours of programming and production. And so we manage all of that. So we'll start, and the scripting that the officers do is 100% their own. So they go through and however they want to use to introduce these topics, whatever it may be, the session theme for that session, they'll work it into their script and work it out, and they prepare their introductions of speakers that they have in their session, all of the thank yous that they deliver. They're in charge of the content. We help them in that development and brainstorming sessions, and once they get their ideas down, of course, we refine and work with them to make sure that it's going to deliver a great show. But that's really in August we really start to hammer out all those pieces. They come back in September, and we'll start working with them again. We'll start doing a little bit of rehearsing then. It's just kind of walkthroughs of this is how this looks. And we've got so many ceremonies that run across the stage that we start practicing those, walking through those. This is what an A-main ceremony looks like. This is what the retiring officers ceremony is going to look like, the installation ceremony for the new officer team. So we start going through more of those things in September, and we also develop some content as well. They do some videos on stage where they thank their FFA advisors, where they also thank their parents. We shoot all those videos, and we just do more refining of all their topics and their speeches and all their session scripts throughout September. They'll do some visits and stuff as well in September, but really they're also working on memorizing. So that's the chunk of time from September until Right now, they're memorizing. They're trying to learn their lines, get it all in order where they need to be when with all of these ceremony plans. So they're memorizing all of that information right now, really just practicing so that whenever we get to convention, it can be flawless. And then more rehearsals this time on stage with full rehearsals with the lights, the cameras, the lights and all of the graphics and everything they're going to use. It's more of a full-fledged actual dress rehearsal that we do down there. And to finish everything up. And then once the show starts on Wednesday, it's all about putting them in the spotlight and making sure that they have every single thing they need to succeed once they get up on that stage and leave an impact. So far it's been on the development of the content and memorizing it, and now we get to really work on that delivery of how can we best say it, how can we best do it on stage, how can we use the lights, how can we use the sound, how can we use the images to convey the message, the meaning, whatever it may be, to FFA members in the audience and to those that are watching on RFD TV. How can we utilize that? And I just love that because it's fun. It's a lot of coaching for me to get to do and help them, and it's when convention really starts to come to life in my mind. I mean, we see it on the screen right now, but getting to see it live with the officers practicing and rehearsing, it's just going to be a lot of fun. And again, it all comes back to that, to the FFA members, and making sure that when they leave convention, they're fired up, they're ready to go, they want to go back to their home communities and really just leave an impact and start going all out there and doing what they can to be better FFA members and to build a better community.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing the fruits of all your hard work. Cody, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm excited to always talk about the work we do here at National FFA and the work that these officers are doing to make an impact. And we're just so excited for FFA members to come to convention, and I hope they're prepared to go all out with us.
Again, that is Cody Beck. He is a former National FFA officer and manager for the National FFA officer team. I'm sure we will see him quite a bit here in the week ahead.